you're ready to be more happy? Well, lucky for you, today it's 101 Ways to Happiness tip number 101. My name is Liz Garcia. I am your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understanding for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting support and truth into context based on the teachings of Dr. David Hawkins and his decades of research into consciousness and the map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. And this is the book that I highly recommend if you're interested in raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I can't do this and look at a camera at the same time, clearly. And this is the one I recommend. It's the easiest one for people to comprehend. And it was written after Dr. Hawkins passed in 2012. But it's based on his original, most well-renowned book, Power Versus Force. And this is a great book and of super high consciousness to read as well, but it's a little harder to comprehend because of its level of consciousness. So I recommend The Map of Consciousness Explained. So once a month, I love to use Dr. Hawkins' book, The Book of Slides, because it has great fodder for conversation, podcasts and videocasts just like this. And this is a compilation of all of Dr. Hawkins' lectures from 2002 to 2011 that were compiled by his avid students and followers wanting to put this together because there's so much great content to get out of this. So today I'm looking at 101 Ways to Happiness number 20, what is it? Four. And Dr. Hawkins' tip on happiness has to do with detached, to become detached versus craving. So if you're familiar with the map of consciousness, detachment is really a level of consciousness of about 250. And 250 is the level of consciousness of neutral. So you're neutral. If something happens, it's okay. If it doesn't happen, it's okay. You're neutral on the topic. And it's surprising for people to understand, and the ego and the lower mind to understand, that to be neutral is an extremely powerful way of being. Not a weakness. It's a powerful way of being at 250 on the map of consciousness, as opposed to righteous pride at around 175 on the map of consciousness, which is destructive and holds no truth. So just so you understand how powerful someone who is able to be neutral is, and neutrality kind of has the energy of humility and understanding in it, and letting go of the need to be right about anything, right? People that are neutral do not need to have an ego battle with anybody, especially people that want to have an ego battle, that want to prove themselves right about anything. That's a flag of lower consciousness right there. So I'm going to read what Dr. Hawkins has to say about detached versus craving. But before I do, so detachment is like a neutral energy versus craving, which is a lower consciousness energy of known as desire at 125 on the map of consciousness, which is a downward pulling kind of disappointing level of consciousness. When you're craving something and you're not going to be happy until you have what you want, it's an energy that will constantly disappoint you, because that's what it is. It's a disappointing energy. So if you want to create the life that you want, my go-to energy field has always been neutral. It's a great starter kit to letting go of lower consciousness and raising your own level of consciousness, to step up into that. And you know you're getting out of want, craving and desire and disappointment, when you start to become angry, that's, it's still of lower consciousness to become angry, but at least you're getting more power by saying, I've had enough, enough is enough with the effing disappointment and not getting what I want. And you're moving up into letting that go. You're not there yet, but understand that if you could just step into neutral on something and let it go, it doesn't mean you won't get it, because now the energy of it can come in because you're not resisting it and giving your attention to the focus of, whatever you focus on will persist. And resisting, resistance, I think Conversations with God always talks about what you resist persists. So resisting, accepting that something hasn't come into your aware manifestation yet is allowing the persistence of that condition, right? You keep resisting and getting disappointed and angry about not having what you want, to give your attention to it will perpetuate that condition. What you resist persists. So now I'm going to read what Dr. Hawkins has to say about detachment versus craving in his book of slides here. So take a look at this. This is happiness tip number 24. So detach versus crave means if it happens, it's terrific, and if it does not, it's okay. That's a detached point of view. The capacity to become detached is a learned technique, however. You got to learn to do it, and part of the learning is the learning to let go of the lower cravingness that's going on, or the anger, or the disappointment, or whatever ever it is to be with the energy of it and let it go, which is a whole other video and podcast dedicated to the mechanism of letting go, which you can find the original mechanism of letting go podcast and videocast in episode 10. And in the last couple of, not too long ago, I did a how to let go of anger, which is a great one, because when you're angry, you haven't let, you're still creating negatively, and you haven't come into any type of neutrality or courage or integrity about whatever the topic may be. So anyway, back to what Dr. Hawkins has to say, that this is, has to do with the learned technique. So learning to let go of stuff is going to help you step into neutral eventually. So everybody should practice becoming detached from something you think you just have to be happy. So pick one thing right now. Pick something arbitrarily and start becoming detached from it. Okay? So this is the action you can take right now on something that you can live without. Right? If it's something that you're really holding on to strongly, I mean, it's a good idea to become detached from that as well, because you're not going to get it. But if you don't quite understand the process yet, start with something that you can easily live without, that you've been kind of holding on to, like let it go. And you'll say, well, if I become detached from it, then I will not get it. That's not true at all, because you're no longer resisting the absence of it. You're neutral, which is powerful at 250, as opposed to resistance and disappointed at 125. And it takes a while to get it, right? And I find myself, okay, it's hard, sometimes it's hard to let go of disappointment because the lower mind wants to grab onto it, and the ego loves it. The victim within us loves the drama of the holding on to the disappointment and the victimhood. We all think we're not going to get it if we don't hold on tight to it. Never let it go. So that is wanting to become detached and still be attached. You're wanting to become attached, but you're still attached because you think you're not going to get it if you let go of it. Like it's this like constant battle, like, oh, Hold it on and let it go. No, I can't let it go. Oh, no, I'm not gonna let it go. I'll never get it. So you gotta let go of that. That's can be a challenge. And Dr. Hawkins says it's a sneaky trick of the ego. That's for sure. That's when you can like bring it into your awareness, like, oh, the ego is trying to play games here and win the and be the winner, right? The ego loves the suffering and the victimhood. So the sneaky trick of the ego that will not succeed. Just won't. There's no energy there. There's no gas in the tank for you for it to succeed when it's operating from lower consciousness. To be truly detached means if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, that's fine too. One way or the other, it is all the same because that which I am in reality is not going to be affected one way or the other. That's the truth. At a higher level, as a spirit, it doesn't matter one way or the other. It's okay if it does, it's okay if it doesn't. From the perspective of spirit, it's like, oh, it's all experiential. Like, oh, okay, cool. Of course, spirit wants you to step into higher consciousness so you can really start to experience itself, experience what spirit really is when you remove the blocks to higher consciousness. But spirit's unconditionally loving and accepting of the whole process. So you don't want to disparage yourself for unwillingness to let go of something. Find something else to let go of right now, because the practice of it will help you to let go of the bigger stuff that you really, really want, but it ain't going to happen because you keep holding on to it. You're not detached, you're craving it. So, if I have not learned how to derive happiness from my own existence, this is just kind of higher awareness, then nothing could possibly make me happier, right? That's a great sentence to hear. If I have not learned how to derive happiness from my own existence, then nothing out there could possibly make me happier in reality. If I cannot be happy when my net worth is this much, how will I be happier if I am worth twice as much? The blocks to happiness are still within you if you haven't addressed the real issue, is the blocks to it. What's in the way of true happiness? It's the repressed and suppressed negative emotions you've been carrying around for a lifetime that you didn't realize was blocking what you really want, because it's none of us taught how to let go of it, how to release the energy fields that are blocked within us. This is like the point of this whole podcast and video cast for you and for me, is to understand the map of consciousness and where true happiness really exists on the map, and how do I get there? So, this leads to gratitude for what one has and is. And this is a, I am experiencing this myself now as I've done a fair amount of inner, letting go work, that I promise you, when you learn the mechanism of letting go, and you start allowing these lower emotions to show up or be triggered somehow, and learn how to be with them and not express them all over somebody else. This is how you remove the blocks to happiness. And in the process, you remove the craving. Cravings go away because the energy isn't there anymore to support the cravingness energy. It's been released so that you're at the very least neutral about anything, which is super freeing to let go of having to have anything or having to be right or having to have a position on anything. Is an incredibly freeing energy to step into. So, and you eventually step into gratitude for what you have and what you are. Because you don't have these negatively oriented emotions going on within you anymore when you learn to let them go. And stepping into freedom and neutrality is a relief, which can lead to becoming Gladder in life is 335 on the map of consciousness, whereas happy is a quantum leap up from glad to 375. So happiness is a super high level of consciousness when you consider 85% of the world operates below 200. It's a quantum leap at 10 to the 375th power to jump into happiness. It's not going to necessarily happen overnight unless you have a karmic propensity for it to happen for you. So anyway, just, I want to put this stuff into context. It can be a challenge to become happy until you start accepting that you're the creator of your own experience and learning how to let go of the lower. So, to seek truth for its own sake and to go wherever one has to go to learn truth is therefore a great goal. And this has been my own personal goal because I've gone through such extreme, horrendous suffering at very high, extremely low levels of encounters with darkness and encounters with divinity. So this is kind of the path of the mystic. I am a mystic when I'm aligned with it. I have been aligned with the energy of mysticism on numerous occasions. So this is what's led me to want to create this podcast and video cast to share, to allow the truth to come through me to share with you. And I'm aware that the energy of the mystic is one that can only speak the truth. Now, I can't say that I operate as a mystic 100% of the time at all, because it's a very different energy field. And as I like to say, you're not in Kansas anymore. However, I understand that I have aligned with the energy of the mystic on numerous occasions. And I'm an infinite being, not subject to limited beliefs. So my intention is to align with the truth as I speak to you and not think too much about what I'm going to say, because I understand consciousness and energy fields that I call in can speak to you the truth at whatever level it is. So, and when you decide to seek the truth, you're asking for higher consciousness and higher guidance, for sure. Be grateful that you're even interested in integrity and truth. That's kind of funny if you ask me. People of lower consciousness have no interest in integrity or truth, and they lack courage as well, by the way. Which is super funny because that's essentially what politicians, most politicians lack integrity, and they don't give a sh hoot about integrity or the truth. Because they're operating from a totally different field that's self-centered and self-serving, but they don't know it because they're in the middle of it. They're in the thick of it. They can't see outside of it. And I don't mean to always go after politicians. I mean, 85% of the world operates the same way because we don't know any better. I too have operated from lower levels of consciousness on many le and many topics in my life as well. So, I'm not throwing stones, but I'm just pointing out we gotta wake up. And waking up means letting go of lower consciousness within all of us, right? Just waking up into courage feels like enlightenment, because it's a lighter energy field that holds truth and power. So, again, be grateful that you're even interested in integrity and truth, because that is the pathway to happiness, to be interested in that. You realize that about 90, this is interesting, according to consciousness research, 98% of the world is not interested in the truth. That's scary. Unless you're willing to understand and accept that we're a primitive planet, just starting to scratch the surface of higher consciousness. And that's where surrendering to the world, to God, is super helpful. To accept that this planet is of lower consciousness. Be grateful that you care about integrity and truth, and know that your interest in the truth and being of higher consciousness serves the world. And really, I did want to cover the topic of surrendering the role to God in a month or two, a couple months. But anyway, it's a super powerful way of being. And when you get it, which I kind of really, you know, I understood it, but I really got it recently. And when you surrender the world to God, it's you kind of unconditionally loving and accepting that God knows what the heck they're doing. Creation and divinity understands the evolution of consciousness and creation as a whole. So that's this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness. On 101 ways to happiness. And I love a little, you know, homework assignment for you is to have a little affirmation. A simple affirmation is, I'm willing to release the blocks to my own happiness. I'm willing to step into integrity and courage. I'm willing to be of higher consciousness. All of those are powerful statements to make that invoke the attractor fields of higher consciousness into your life. If you like what's going on here and you want to stay aligned with higher consciousness, I highly recommend subscribing to the YouTube channel at TrumpetOfTruthTV.com or on the podcast of TrumpetOfTruthRadio.com, where you will, every week, you're going to get doses of higher consciousness, which, by the way, I had the podcast and the video cast and my website, themindbodyspiritnetwork.com, all calibrated as to their level of consciousness, just to make sure that my intentions are true. And all three of these entities or channels, the website, the podcast, and the video cast, are calibrating between 325 and 350 on the map of consciousness, which is interesting to me because 350 is the level of consciousness where you are willing to accept you're the creator of your own experience, which is what I'm working on for sure. And presumably you are as well, because you're willing to accept that in your own life and stop being a victim to anything. So this is not to be self-serving. It's to be like honest that this is helpful. Even I listen and watch the video cast and get something out of it every time. So I'd recommend, if you want to stay on top of this continual alignment every week, I'm here for you. Next week is your quiz, Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz. This is a fun one. I really like this one. It has to do with sweeteners. We all love our sweets. We love our sugar. We love our honey. And we love our, you know, artificial sweeteners. But what's the level of consciousness of all of those? I found a celebrations for that. They're so interesting. I think you're going to have fun with this one as I did. I'll see you then. Bye. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.